Online Podcast 162. Hello. Welcome to Online Podcast. Nothing's wrong with me. Well, there's always something wrong with me up in my head. But I just want to tell you that when I do my show, this is sometimes how I feel like when I'm recording my show. This is what I feel like. But this is what I tell people. I always crank up my knob up to 110% like this so that I can sound a little bit more interesting on my podcast and not so dead. So for those of you podcasters out there, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. My microphone is a little bit low, so I'm going to go adjust it. Pookie gala right now. I am adjusting it right now on my stand. Even though I have a shock mount, it still sometimes make noise. Too bad. How are you, ladies and gentlemen? Several things I want that I would like to touch base with you. Lots of stuff. Sometimes I don't have anything to say, and today I have lots to say. But first of all, I would like to say thank you to Mr. Mike Hip of the... what's that podcast called? Not podcast, that website. Podcastsoup.net. Podcastsoup.net is essentially a summary, a text summary of what's going on in the podosphere, in the world, or around the shows that Mike Hip listens to, and also other people. I think so. But anyway, they also, he and his partner, Mike and John, also have this business called Soy Candles by Soy Candles by Phoebes, I believe. Look at that. Yeah, Soy Candles by Phoebes, and that's Phebes. And I'm looking at the candles right now. They are so kind to send me, besides purchasing t-shirts from me last 2 weeks ago. And it sounds like John's enjoying the t-shirt. I hope you do. Thank you so much for helping us spread the good news of podcasting. And so they sent me a couple of candles because I purchased a couple of candles for my friend in New York when I visited about a month ago in New York City. Oops, sorry. I just had fish. I'm going to come back and talk about other stuff too. And so I would like to say thank you to Mike and John for sending me the candles. In fact, I am going to open it today, but I'm going to turn on that feature that I have on my mic compressor that usually make the room a little bit quieter. So listen to this. That's a room noise, right? That's not much noise. And that's not because my room is that quiet. It's because I actually, I don't know what you call it in the proper term. I just kind of suppress the noise. So it's not really... whatever the hell it's called, you know, I just like make it quieter. So I'm going to turn off that feature so that I can let you hear the process of me lighting the candle. Just one. I'm just going to do one. Okay, I'm going to turn that off now and you'll hear the sound is going to be a little bit different. Lots more noisy. A lot more noisier out here. So I'm opening the candle. I like this too. What is this? This is sweet cotton matches. I have sweet cotton right here in front of me. And, Jesus Christ. Oh, I need the matchbox too. Okay, I'm gonna light the candle. Let's light a candle for world peace and gay pride. You can actually hear the fire. I better not light my room on fire. Oh, Jesus Christ. So I can smell the matches. Ooh, stinky. But the candle, however, is very fragrant. I am using the green tea upstairs in the bathroom because that's like, just by the name of it, I think by the smell too, I think, but just like sniffing on it, I like the green tea a little bit more than this one, but of course I haven't used them, so I don't know. The candle is lit, and it is very gorgeous and pretty, and if I have my camera, I'll probably take a picture, and little product placemente. Product placemente means a product placement in my language. I have my own language. I'm so good. And so while I'm doing that, I would like to say thank you to the two of you for sending me the candle. And like I said, I can't really... I don't want flash, though. How do I change that mode? This is what I'm so retarded. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now. Oh shit. Okay, maybe I shouldn't be taking the picture right now. I'll take the picture after the show. How about that? Okay, I'm going to turn off the room noise again so that, okay, I'll take the picture later because I won't be able to do two things at one time, like chew gum and bicycle. Okay, now I turn off the, hopefully the room noise is gone now. Ow! That's just the computer fan that you listen to, and so I don't like that sound, so I cut it out. And you probably realize, too, that last few shows, the sound is probably a little bit different because I'm playing and messing with my audio setup here in my studio. And... because I just wasn't happy with the sound previously. It was too bassy, and then I tweaked it, and it was too tinny. So I don't know. Give me some feedback. But, of course, I listen to all different... with different pairs of headphones of mine, and they all... Wait, burp. Away from the microphone. But you can still hear it, probably. Who cares? Well, some of you do. I'm sorry. and... the smell is coming off now. I can smell it now. This is a cotton fresh. I mean, sweet cotton. Sweet cotton. A very lovely smell. And what was I saying? I forgot what was I saying. Shit, I forgot already. But anyway, oh yeah, the sound. So I was using different pair of headphones to try it out, and different pairs of headphones. Apparently, the more expensive headphones sound better. Go figure. I actually am wearing a $300 pair of Shure in-ear headset, and I really like it. It's a gift that my husband bought me last Christmas. Yes, and 2005, Christmas 2005, and he bought me that candle. I mean, the headphones. Gosh, I'm so distracted. And, but right now I am going to. So he sent me two, by the way. He sent me a green tea and a, the sweet cotton. So I have two of them. I'm lighting up. I'm testing the sweet candy, the sweet cotton, the cotton ball. I'm looking at the flame. It looks like it's bubbling or something. Why does it bubble? Oh, okay, because there's a hole. Oh, because it melts the inside, so it kind of, the melted wax bubble up. Oh my gosh, it smells so good. It's not overpowering. It's not overpowering. It's just, I went up there and sniff it, but it's not overpowering. It's very nice. It's very clean, and I like that kind of smell, clean. I don't like heavy, musky smell, but I do like fresh, citrusy, light. Green tea is probably going to be wonderful. And I use that for after shit candle, you know. And we all need that, don't we? And then, but right now I'm going to play you the My Chingo voicemail. My Chingo is a big hit now. Everybody's using it. Nick in Paris is using it. Archer's using it. Obviously, started with Mark, Chef Mark. And I wrote a new theme song for Chef Mark, And now Archer is jealous. So, Chef Mark, if you want to listen to Chef Mark's new theme song, you should go over to remarkablymark.blogspot.com, or you can just go to onlinepodcast.com and there'll be a link there. Now, if I forget to put a link there, there's actually also other shows, enjoyable podcasts on the right hand side of my website that you can go find Remarkably Mark podcast. And, so back to my Chingo. And apparently, My Chingo is a big hit, right? And so, Beth from Archer Radio is now, I guess, listening to the show. So, thank you, Archer. Thank you, Archer, for sending Beth over to my show. And she's enjoying the show now. In fact, she even blogged about my show. And she has a blog, too. I think her blog is called drama-free-me.blogspot.com, maybe? I'm like Archer. Yeah, it's drama free. So she, on Monday, June 19, 2006, she blocked me. Oh, in fact, let's leave a message for her. Okay, I'm going to leave a message for our lady friend, Miss Beth from Massachusetts. Yes. I actually have a friend who cannot say Massachusetts, and she would be so embarrassed, and she would not ever say it. And so right now, let's record something for Beth. Okay, let's see if it's recording. Recording status. Spinning. Oh my gosh, this is so boring, right? Oh, yeah, okay, trust. Okay, now it's recording, I guess. No, it's loading audio module. Okay, I'm going to hit record. Oh, yeah, I'm recording. Hey, Beth, it's John Ong from Online Podcast. I'm recording you a message while I'm recording a show. Just like the previous time that I did for Mikey Pot, because, to save time. But thank you for blogging about my podcast. I think she said something about me mentioning that. I remember I said that, but I don't remember which show. I think it's the one that with the two other Malaysians and Mikey Pot, maybe. So she was saying, she was referring to what I said in the show. And this is the quote that supposedly I said. I'm really a thin person, and I'm just being fat so that I can know how a fat person lives. So and then she found that very funny. Why am I talking to? Oh, shit. I'm all confused now. I'm talking to my listeners as well as Beth specifically. And so I'm going to stop Beth's message. But thank you, Beth. And I hope that you're listening to the rest of my shows as well. Thank you for listening. And thank Archer. I'm going to thank Archer for sending you over. Okay, bye. I hope that's recorded. Can you preview? Oh, yeah, you can. Record. Oh, yeah, I'm recording. Hey, Beth. Okay, there you go. So I'm going to send Beth that message. But anyway, like right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Beth's message that she left for me right here. So listen to this.
Hey, John, it's Beth. I found your podcast from Archer. So last night I was going back through your archives, trying to listen to some of your older shows to get to know you a little better. And I was cracking up when I came to the one about how you're really skinny, but you're acting fat, just so you know how fat people live. And I had to put that in my blog because I was cracking up. So I'm glad that I came across your podcast because I think you are extremely funny. So I hope to hear more of you. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you, Beth. Of course, I heard about you on Archer's show already several times, and hopefully that's match. I have to give credit because it's not my original idea, but it really is a good way of doing thinking while you're thinking and don't know what to say. You just say, heh. And I don't think she does that anymore. Match does not do that anymore. So, and then I have several messages from Andy. Let's see.
Okay, so I had to take... Oh, wait, where's my... Okay, so I'm watching the time, and I had to take notes from your last message so I could tell you what I... Oh,
crazy.
So I better
hurry
and shut up and get on with it. Okay, so I had to start your message over like two or three times because I kept clicking the stupid mouse. Okay, so
Speak.
Your third show is now going to be on your website, on your site. I gotta hurry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Laughing. Okay, I'm like, I'm feeling
Hello,
smashed.
John, it's Anne, and that I just added you as a Flickr contact. Do you like the background music, by the way? Let's turn it up just a little bit. Enjoy
okay,
it. But anyways,
music.
I added you as a Flickr contact, and I look forward to
Oh, yeah, I added yourself. I mean, I added you to the Flickr. And then the other one is a little bit sad. It's referring to the song that I played called
hey, John,
Not For
it's
Me.
Andy. Just wanted to say hello, and that I really enjoyed your show today. And
that was Monday's show, by the way.
The thing at the end really hit home with me. I can't really talk about it on here. Or anything
yeah,
like
it's
that.
Okay, but it's really fine because I think everybody can to a certain degree be able to What I'm trying to say is everybody can relate to that feeling, either not for me, either you are in love with somebody and they're not, and or the other way around, and or even if you are lucky enough to find somebody, which I find for me, yes, I feel like I'm very lucky to be able to be in a relationship where I feel as strong as he does about making this relationship a good one and a hopefully a long-lasting one. So thank you, Andy, for sharing that. And I'm sure everybody can relate. And that's why that song was so powerful and so good for me. So if you haven't listened to that song yet, I played that on my last several shows. Oh, on the Monday show, which is 161, I believe. And it's, you know, just a little bit in the background again. So I'm going to play, not going to play the whole thing, so I won't report it again, but... So go back to the last show and actually take a listen to Not For Me by Laura Clapp. Such a beautiful song, too. I don't know whether you can buy it yet or not. Let me go check and see if you can purchase the song yet. I know that most of the songs that she has, you can't buy Not For Me yet. But hopefully soon you'll be. You can buy her other stuff, though. Like, yeah, the Dirty Shirt song, Not Responsible, I Need You, Let It Rain, all those beautiful songs that she has. But this one is very special because it hit home. Whether or not you are in a relationship, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You know what she is singing about. So, okay, go to check it out and listen to show 161 for that song. So you can take a look, listen to that song. How much time do I have? Jesus Christ. I don't have a lot of time and I have a lot of stuff to say. And what else do I need? Oh, I'm going to talk about this. So 2 weeks ago, I went to a wedding. And this is a very, very fun wedding. A very good friend of Bruce and, you know, eventually became good friends. The whole family, really. So whole family is a good friend of... all the family members are good friends of both of us. So I went to... one of the daughters' wedding, the final daughter's weddings, because all the daughters that got married, the three daughters in this family, and then the last one, well, the second of the three daughters finally got married also. And then, so I went to the wedding. It's very unique. Everybody were, all the wedding parties, is that what you call? The people who were getting married and their families, everybody wears pajamas. And so I, of course, wore my... I have this Gap pajamas that I purchased a while back. It's deep, dark blue color and has lots of tiny star prints on the pajamas. And it would glow in the dark. And since the wedding starts at 7:30, I believe, everybody... you know, get to see my glowing star, even though it didn't glow too much, though. Maybe I washed it too many times already, but you have to, like, charge it with fluorescent light and then go outside and it will be glowing. But anyway, so that was fun, but that's not what I was going to tell you about. That was just a basic setup. I got attacked by... ooh, that was a burp. Excuse me. I got attacked by... mosquitoes. I don't know how many mosquitoes, but the mosquito went in through my leg and inside my pants. And that lucky, mosquito, or maybe possibly more than one mosquito, maybe two or three, get to spend the whole night inside my pants. And I got like mosquito bites all the way up to almost up to my crotch, like on my thigh, and all like on my sheen and the back of my knees. It's probably, I think I counted, I probably had 18 bites. And I even thought that I had like some allergic reaction to something, but it actually just was mosquitoes. I mean, when the slowly I realized, oh my gosh, that looked just like mosquito bites. So it sucks. So I still have a certain spot, like on my left thigh. It's still a little bit itchy, and it's, you know, it's still uncomfortable. So damn those mosquitoes, even though they get to spend a whole night inside my pants. So that's that. And is that all? Is that all? I thought I have more things to tell you about, and then I don't remember. See, I got a full show. I thought I've got a full show, and then I don't. The candles still smell very good. Let's see what I have. Recently I've been posting more pictures on my website. So if you don't go to my website very often, I encourage you to go over to onlinepodcast.com and check out some pictures that I started to post. I posted a few days, well, last week, I think, of my cat, Chai, sleeping on my pillow. I mean, sleeping on my mouse as his pillow. So, and then I also recently posted a picture called A Very Big Phone. It was this, you know, IKEA decorative metal thing that looks like the handset of a telephone. So I pick it up and pretended like I was talking on the phone. So I snap a picture. And also from that picture, I also want to talk to you about Rito, this listener in Bangkok. Yes. Bangkok, Thailand. Bangkok against what? Bangkok. Well, he's in Bangkok. Rito is, and he's very encouraging about my weight loss, which I have lost and then gained back somewhere else again. Because and thank you for checking in on me. I know I'm really bad. As I'm getting busy, I would, you know, I know excuses, but I would definitely get back with it. And hopefully you'll check back on me again. I have lost like about 6 pounds and I put on about 4 or 5. So I'll keep doing that. And, so that's it annoys me, you know, the whole weight thing. I just need to do exercise and blah, blah, blah. And so I'll try my best. And thank you. And the reason why that picture may appear that I'm a bit less chunky as my other pictures, that's because it was taken a year ago, one summer ago. And that's why I'm a little bit skinnier. But if you check on my Flickr account, you will see my full figure. At one point, well, I've always been very careful with what pictures I put out there. Obviously, you know, the pictures that you don't look good, you don't want to post. But I just recently, especially this year, turning 32, and I just don't care anymore. You know, it's like, I'm fat and ugly, and so what? You know, that's me, and I'm going to post it. And so I did. And so that's a big part of my new thing. I would like to exercise. I would like to lose weight. I would like to look good. But I think exercise right now, the main motivation is for health and not so much for looks, even though good looks wouldn't hurt. So, did I tell you? Yeah, I wrote a theme song for Mark, and I told you that, but go over to his website, check out his shows. I think show number 5 is when he started to play the theme song, the new theme song that I wrote him. I won't play any of the theme song, any of his theme songs on my show yet. I'm going to let you go to his website and check it out yourself. That's actually better. Oh gosh, I'm so tired, and I I'm actually getting ready to go out. I was staying back at work late because I have lots to do, and I came home and had a piece of Long John Silver's fish, and now I am recording a show, and then I'm about to go out, actually, to a friend's farewell party. Well, not really a party, but it's just kind of like a get-together, and so I'll be heading that way shortly. Oh, goodness gracious, the fish is talking back. So, let me see, a show will be short, I guess. Well, not so, I mean, it's 20-something minutes already. And, is that it? I guess that's it. God, I'm so, like... Oh, and this weekend, I am very excited about this weekend, because I don't know if you check on the show. And I want to say hi to, oh, Victoria that I met from Gay Pride. I want to say hi. Hello. Oh no, I mean, of course I want to say hi, and I just said it. Hi Victoria, how are you? And I hope you're listening and not just like write me email, and I hope you're checking out the show as well. And this weekend I am, most of you know, lately I've been a little bit riled up by this whole bigot thing, you know, all this hate around the world, especially when it comes to gay people. Look at how much harm we are doing. Hello? We are gay people are causing the world, contributing to global warming. Gay people went into the some countries with no reason and started a war, and oh no, that's the president, and he's not gay. Oh, actually, he's against gay people. Oh, but at the same time, they also want to ban gay marriage so that we don't have equal right, meaning you are human, except if you're gay, you only have partial right. So that is something. So I was pissed off by that. But on top of that, the church here in the Kansas City area, the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese, we have a new bishop for lately, because our old bishop, Raymond Bolin, is that his name? Yeah, Raymond Bolin. He retired, and this new bishop, what's his name now? Oh, I don't even remember his name. This new bishop, he's a bigot, and he's definitely a homophobe. He does not know a lot about homosexuality, and he's afraid of it, and therefore he would say things and do things that are very damaging, especially to those of us. Smells good, the candle. For those of us here already, you know, there's a huge gay population in this Kansas City diocese, because the previous bishop was very, very embracing. And so I'm pissed off on that too. And I don't hate him. I'm angry at him, but I don't hate him. But that motivated me to do things. And I promise you, I'm going to be causing some stink here. Even though it reaches out to like 200 or 300 people, I don't care. I'm going to talk about it. And this weekend, I am going to the talk that's given by Bishop Gumbleton. Is his name Tom? Oh, I don't remember his first name though. Bishop Gumbleton, he is actually from Detroit, Michigan. And he will be giving a talk here in town, and I am attending, and I've actually written to the organizers, and they have approved me and told me that they will be Thomas Gumbleton, yes, that I will be able to record the talk. And I'm going to see whether or not it's appropriate. I definitely will be using parts of it, if not the entire talk. And we will get several people to talk about it. There's Dave that I met at my work the other day. If you're listening to this, please get in touch with me. Please get in touch with me. I am really serious about this. And also my coworker, Mike, if you're listening to this also, because I ask you to check this out, you are a Catholic, you're a church-going Catholic, and you are a proud gay Catholic, and you want to do something and make the church stop being hateful and stop teaching hate because of who we are, because of your own homophobic whatever baggage, we shouldn't have this in the church. It's just wrong. And so we will be doing something, and several people from my church are going, and I'm going. I'm going to be recording the talk, and hopefully we'll be able to share with you as well. Some of you who do not like this kind of topic, stuff like that, I won't be talking about this all the time. I will talk about stuff that's around me, as you know, my last 160-some shows are. And so this is one of them that I'm passionate about right now, and I'm going to be talking about it. I know Archer's boyfriend, Mr. Boyfriend, would definitely, I would definitely get him involved as well, because there are so many out there. There's so many of us out there, gay and practicing Catholic and practicing gay as well, which the church sometimes tells you that, oh, you can be gay, you just cannot act on it, meaning you cannot have sex, and you have to, if you're gay, it's because God wants you to be celibate. And so don't touch yourself. And don't get find a boyfriend. So that's crazy. That's just stupid. And so we will find out more about Bishop Thomas Gumbleton. I'm excited to meet him. I'm excited to hear what he has to say. Now, my problem is I don't understand what is being said against us all that much. I mean, I know something in the Bible. There's like 3 or 4 incidents or something like that mentioned in the Bible. But also that's questionable because, you know, homosexuality is a word that came in later from the translation. So there's a lot of stuff that I'm not quite sure, but I would like to find out more. And I thought if I were to turn on the microphone while I'm finding out those information, you can actually go on with me on this ride to find out more about why people use the name of the Bible, why people use the Bible to attack us. And similarly, you know, you can use the Bible to legalize slavery. You can use Bible to attack the seafood seller, shellfish seller, because that's not that's a kosher, not kosher, and all those stuff. So anyway, so that would be coming up sometime in the future, and I will be getting in touch with several people, and I would like to just talk about it, you know, just bring up this whole conversation about the whole fact that the Catholic Church hates gay people, and why are we still there? And the reason why, like I've told you many times, is because I feel like I am the log cabin Catholic, because I choose to stay in the church to make a difference, and instead of go somewhere else, I just refuse to do so. Just like if you are American and if you are not agreeing with the current administration, you can either leave the country, and some people do, or you stay in this country and actually make it better and contribute to the country right now for the right cause. So I'm going to go now. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. And thank you for all those comments that you've sent, several comments. You can come to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and actually listen to all the voicemails. I won't be playing all the voicemails every single time, but because it's new, so I just want to talk about it. Mychingo.com, you can get your own as well. I really like it. So if you want to check out those voicemails, you can go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and play them back and listen to them, or read the comments that people might have left on the show. So thank you so much. And I will definitely do a show Monday sometime, I guess. And I'll tell you what I feel after Saturday's talk. So, if I do the show on... Sometimes I record the show on Friday, though, so who knows? We'll see. See you again next Monday, and take care, all of you, and thank you for listening. Go subscribe to the show if you haven't. Talk to you later. Bye. Love you all. Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.